The EPA is proposing a 90% cut in mercury pollution from coal-burning power plants over the next few years. Wisconsin environmental groups say the federal plan is a bit stronger than state mercury rules, and the groups encouraged other supporters to attend the EPA hearing. Retired DNR employee Lance Green hopes the federal plan would help reduce the mercury that blows in from other states and builds up in local fish.
I'm from Wisconsin. We have fish fries every Friday, you know. We eat a lot of fish there, and so we really know and understand that fishing is important.
Janet Bond of Middleton suffers from asthma. She hopes reducing mercury and airborne toxic chemicals like arsenic and chromium would help human health.
My friends used to call me the canary in the coal mine. Now I've noticed that many of my friends are coughing also.
Several of the speakers put a political twist on the mercury proposal. Don Ferber of Madison says he doesn't trust Wisconsin conservatives to enforce the current state mercury law.
So we really need stronger rules from the EPA than what we've done by ourselves. We're not guaranteed we'll either be enforced or will be continued.
Only a few people spoke against the EPA proposal, including one electric company vice president and a spokesperson for Ohio coal mining firms. The absence of opposition led one speaker to worry that industries plan to ask the White House Budget Office or conservatives in Congress to sink what the EPA is proposing. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.